Hey guys, Merry Christmas, even though it just passed and New Year's is coming up, and I've got a whole slew of new podcasts coming out. Decided to take some vacation time out there. But, I hope you guys are making your new goals for yourself, resolutions, things like that, and sticking to them this time. Formulate a plan and make sure you get things done. It's been a great year. It's been a fantastic year, I gotta say. The ending of this year has been great. The book is ready for pre-order on January 13th called My Life, my poetry book. It will be released on February 1st. I also will have NFTs, 13 of my pieces of artwork that's going to be with the poetry book will be released as NFTs as well, as a collection of NFTs for that particular book. And I'm actually going to make a poetry series. I'm still working on that and kind of hashing out what would that look like. I'm actually thinking about doing a photography book of photos that I've been taking for years. I'm thinking about going through my collection of photos and piecing that together to release a kind of a photo collage. And also taking, photos of some new things as well. I'm going to invest in a new Canon. Give my son my Nikon D5300. Had it for 6 years. Great starter camera, I gotta say. Have bought some new glass for it. Some used glass as well, which turned out to be really good. Give him all the lenses to it. And that camera was fantastic. That camera freaking did everything for me as far as YouTube, you name it. It did everything. I'm going to probably go ahead and get me a Canon and really go forward with my photography as well as my poetry. My writing is not going to stop. And I'm going to publish a lot. I'm just going to publish what I have. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be trashy stuff. It's going to be on-purpose stuff I'm going to be publishing. But this day and age is so easy to put your stuff out. It's so easy, whether if you're into fashion, you can be a fashion designer, your own website. You don't even need a store. You don't need to have a boutique if you don't want to. So myself writing, I don't need an agent, right? I wouldn't mind having an agent because they just know about the book world, a lot more than I do. But as I learn, I'm going to keep on learning and go and release books and do things differently, try new things and keep on keeping on. I'm not going to stop, right? I'm going to just keep on keeping on. And that's what you guys have to do this year, is try new things, push forward, take action. And so far, I'm going to ride this wave going into the new year. So I never do a New Year's resolution. I never really start my year on the beginning of the year. My year started, I really focused on what I wanted to do is this past summer. When I went to Florida for about a month and really started writing my poetry for this book then, and really didn't think I had anything until now. I do have a full-blown book, so the process has been amazing. Love it to death. And that's on top of me working, right? That's on top of me working 8 hours a day, playing, tickling the wife and playing with the kids, walking the dog, cooking dinner, being involved with the family, not just being dismissive, kind of being there but not there. Making sure I am there, right, mentally and physically. And editing this book and writing this book and the artwork cover, to you name it, everything there. So I recommend you guys go after what you want. And really fall in love with the process. I fell in love with this book. Not so much the book itself and the poetry, but the poetry is dope, don't get me wrong. But it's the whole process of putting it together. I just love the process. And I can't wait for the next one, which I already have plans to pick up where I left off writing my novel from 10 years ago. And I'm going to start writing that. I still write poetry 4 times a day. Sometimes twice a day. depends what's out of me, but I do write every single day, which is great. And a lot of these poems I'm writing will be part of that next poetry book that I put out. And I think the next book I'm going to put out for poetry will probably include, like I said, my photography in it. Well, I'll probably select a few pictures and then also put those in NFTs as well. And I probably may release photos that I'm going to just be taking of how I take photos and what I see. I love black and white photos, but kind of reel this podcast back in. I put it all over the place, but when you're excited and you have things going right and, you know, you have to use that momentum, it's beyond inspiration. It's beyond motivation. It's momentum, and you have to ride that wave. And sometimes you crash from that wave. There's another one coming, right? And when you crash from that wave, you're not left off in the same spot. You actually are ahead from the last spot you was in. You know, now you had to kind of just deal with those particular waters you're in now and the challenges that come with it before the next wave comes. And that's where I feel I'm at right now. I feel like I'm on this wave and riding it and making sure that I do everything I can to make sure this wave lasts as long as it can before it comes crashing down and rebuilding again. And it's amazing. I'm having a blast with it. I just can't say that enough. This process has been amazing. So it's a challenge trying to keep up with the dates, no doubt about it. But you have to put hard dates with stuff. So the pre-order will definitely be done. I'm going over the last edit, well, second to last edit. Once I'm done editing this book for the 19th time, it'll be one more time to go over the fine tooth comb to make sure everything is 100%. And then after that, I have to go ahead and upload the art cover work. And that's actually pretty much done. I did the art cover work months ago. You follow me on IG, you actually get to see that. That's up there. I posted a couple of times a week so people don't forget. Getting pre-order, the pre-order comes out on January 13th, which is my birthday. That's right. And I'll be 44. So, you know, for me to be 44, and this will be my second book I published. I published another book in 2018 called Purpose, which I'm actually repurposing that one. That book was a great book, actually. But I didn't get the shine I needed. So I'm kind of polishing it up again and revisiting to put it out as a paperback as well. I just had it as a Kindle. So I'm reworking that. So after I'm done editing my life, which will be sometime by this week, actually. It's not going to take me too longer. And I know that everything's uploaded into Amazon and ready to go. Then I'm going to go ahead and rework Purpose. I have a new art cover for that. And there's some things I'm going to be fixing that editing wise that I've seen that I could have done a lot better editing. So, but again, it comes back to, you know, going on and experiencing and doing things and having an experience of publishing one book and publishing another. I've learned a lot. And even though it's my second book I'm publishing, it's like, I know exactly what I did wrong in my last book. And I'm going to fix those things for this book so I can definitely get some shine as well. And then I'm learning for my next book, right? So, it's been great, man. I cannot lie. It's been great. It's a great feeling. The vibe in the home is fantastic. We're building as a unit, as a family. Shedding some weight as well, you know, in the sense of us being healthy, but as far as also just shedding unnecessary family members and friends that, you know, really not there as much. Keeping my friends that are there, that are that ear, that lens, that piece of mind, keeping those people around, definitely. But it's another day. And I just want to have you guys take this away, is that every day is a new year. And I don't want you guys waiting to the January 1 to start your life over. You can re-kick and restart your life over at any given time, at any fucking day. You don't need this particular day to start fresh. It doesn't really erase anything. It doesn't start anything. Every day is a new year. Like I said, I started mine during the summertime. And I just started executing. That's what happened. And now look at me. I'm publishing this book. I'm ecstatic about it. I'm happy as hell. So it's a lot. But I'm happy I'm doing it. You know, sleep. No. I still try to get some sleep. I go to bed maybe by 10 o'clock. I'm still working my craft every day now. I make sure of it. Looking to find a job. I get up, super early, actually. By 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'm done with my job and on the way home. So I get to have dinner with family. Still have the evening time. And there was a couple hours before I go to bed, I'm working on my book. So that's every day. No, 7 days a week. Nonstop. So you have to do the same. Like, you know, you got to put the work in. You have to grind out. Even when, you know, you feel like you're not making no headway, that's when you really are. You have to really put in the work when you feel like you don't want to put in the work because you're tired. There's something I do want to discuss, actually, about the whole adage of working smarter, not harder. And I'm not sure why people think that in order to be successful or happy or, like, you know, where you can really control your lifestyle, that hard work isn't involved. That they just think working smarter means that, I don't know what they think. What working smarter means. Like it's just effortless, that there's no work to be involved. So I need you to transition your thought process and just hear me out. No doubt you wanted to work smarter, but damn it, you have to work hard or harder to get where you want to go, right? Especially if you have a plan. And as you learn, certain things come up. Not that it makes it easier, but it makes the transition to certain things smoother. Now, if you're just at a job and it's a dead-end job, and you continue to bust your ass, work harder, 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 and you're going nowhere, then that's different. You're putting all this time, effort, and energy into something that's not really moving you anywhere. So the whole adage of work smarter, not harder, don't take that so literal, right? They really mean that, work smarter. Use technology to help you, right? So I'm doing this podcast on my phone right now because I'm waiting for my wife. She's actually doing a commercial, believe it or not. So happy for her. She has a little kind of little piece in a school training video. So her first kind of thing she's doing. And I'm in the car and I figured, let me just do a podcast. You have to work hard, people. If you're not working hard, you're really not about being successful. If you're not really working hard, losing sleep, you know, making things for yourself happen, then you're not really about what you're talking about. To work smarter means to, like I said, the smarter part is to use things around you, right? If I need to, again, like I'm not writing my fucking poems with pen and paper, I'm fucking typing. I'm using technology to make it a little bit easier for me to move a little bit faster. My handwriting sucks. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure I can reread my fucking handwriting. using different tools to get me to where I'm going to, reading more, understanding more, educating myself more on things I need to know for me to move forward. Again, that's being smarter. That's you learning about something that you're getting yourself into. So the more information you have, the more knowledge you have, the more you know how to maneuver. And I think that's what it is. But it's about how you maneuver in some place. And that's being smart. That's being smarter, right? And you're still working hard to get to where you want to go. I hope I'm explaining this to you guys in a way you can really understand. Because there's a thing out there that people just think you're not supposed to work hard, and you are. Listen, there's a lot of people out there who work hard for their shit. There's the people who are ones that are successful. The people who want to just always look out for the weekends and then say, hey, I got party, and I got the weekends off and do nothing with themselves, and that's fine. You can do that. You have some people who want to make a career out of something, and that's fine. So you can make a hell of a lot of money if you're in the right career and you want to dedicate yourself and time and effort to that career. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm tired of people kind of shaming working, right? Like, you know, no doubt, find something that you love to do. Get proper education in that field so you can maximize your potential and monetizing yourself. Find out if freelancing is your thing, or, you know, just going after your career and position-wise. But you got to figure out what you want to do and make it happen. And all that can be done. So that sums up my year. Thank you guys so much for the support. Thank you guys so much for following me. You guys are so amazing. I'm going to do more podcasts, probably on a weekly basis. I'm thinking I'm going to just do that on a weekly basis. I'm going to try to get some artists, man, back on the podcast, but in a deeper realm, musicians to, you know, poets, which I have had in the past, to, you know, authors, to, you know, painters, and you name it. If you're any type of artist, I'm going to try to get you on my podcast. So you can actually email johnnynomadpc@gmail.com. That's the podcast email. So it's johnnynomadpc@gmail.com. And if you don't want to be on the podcast, then some of you may know that's an artist, email me, put them on to me. Let me connect with them so we can see what we can do and get it going. Love to speak to my fellow artists out there and just kind of swap stories and listen to people's stories. People's stories are amazing, how they started and where they're at in their life. So have a happy new year. Go after your goals and just kill it in 2022. Make that shit happen. You guys are the bomb, and thanks again.